This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, April 19th, AD 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Supreme Court of India is hearing two cases on anti-conversion laws this month, which target Christian evangelism. Peter Machado, the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Bangalore, brought one of the cases last week. He hopes the High Court will require states with anti-conversion laws to disclose records of religious violations. Machado warned that locals use such laws to target Christians. India's Supreme Court will hear another case next Saturday. A Hindu activist behind the case wants the government to bring anti-conversion laws to all 28 of India's states. Currently, 12 states have such laws. India is ranked 11th on the Open Doors World Watch list of nations where it is most difficult to be a Christian. In other news from India, the country is expected to overtake China as the most populous nation this month. Both countries have over 1.4 billion people. China has been the most populated country since at least 1950. However, India's population is younger and has a higher fertility rate. Meanwhile, China's population is aging under the effects of its previous one-child policy. India's demography is expected to give it significant economic potential in the years to come. Disney released a new documentary earlier this month called The Pope Answers. It features Pope Francis talking with 10 young people from around the world about hot-button issues. Notably, the Roman Catholic leader did not condemn sexually perverted lifestyles when asked about the subject. He said, quote, "All persons are the children of God. All persons. God does not reject anybody. God is a father, and I have no right to expel anyone from the church," end quote. But concerning those who practice sexual immorality, the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 5, "Deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus." Speaking of Disney, the company's California-based amusement park, Disneyland, announced plans for its first Pride Night on Monday. The announcement came hours after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis called for new regulations on Disney's Florida-based amusement park, Disney World. DeSantis has been working to end Disney's special self-governing status in the Sunshine State. The feud between DeSantis and Disney goes back to when the company opposed a Florida law that protects young children. The law bans teaching about sexually perverted lifestyles in early grades of public schools. Governor DeSantis has also been busy on the anti-abortion front this past week. Last Thursday, the Republican governor signed the Heartbeat Protection Act into law. The bill passed the Florida Senate on April 3rd by a vote of 26-13. It then passed the House last week by a vote of 70-40. The law bans the killing of unborn babies once a heartbeat is detectable, with some exceptions. A heartbeat can typically be detected around 6 weeks of pregnancy. And finally, this week is the anniversary of Martin Luther's appearance at the Diet of Worms in 1521. The Holy Roman Emperor, Charles V, called Luther to the assembly to give account for his views on reforming the church. A year earlier, the Roman Catholic Pope, Leo X, issued a papal bull condemning many of Luther's teachings. At the assembly on April 18th, over 500 years ago, Luther was called upon to recant his so-called heresies. Listen to this exchange taken from the movie Luther.
"Will you recant or will you not?
Unless I am convinced by scripture and by plain reason, and not by popes and councils who have so often contradicted themselves, my conscience is captive to the word of God. To go against conscience is neither right nor safe. I cannot, and I will not, recant. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me."
Yes,
such was the spirit of the Reformation, into which Luther and many others would pour their lives. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17 says, All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, April 19th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.